Zechariah, chapter 9. The burden of the word of the Lord is against the land of Hadrach, and will rest upon Damascus, when the eyes of man, as of all the tribes of Israel, shall be toward the Lord. At Hamath also, which borders on it, and against Tyre, and Sidon, though they are very wise. And Tyre did build herself a stronghold, and heaped up silver as the dust, and fine gold as the mire of the streets. Behold, the Lord will cast her out, and he will destroy her power in the sea, and she shall be devoured with fire. Ashkelon shall see it, and fear, Gaza also shall see it, and be very sorrowful, and Ekron, for her expectation shall be ashamed, and the king shall perish from Gaza, and Ashkelon shall not be inhabited. And a mixed race shall dwell in Ashdod, and I will cut off the pride of the Philistines. And I will take away his blood out of his mouth, and his abominations from between his teeth, but he that remains, even he, shall be for our God, and he shall be like a leader in Judah, and Ekron like a Jebusite. And I will encamp about my house because of the army, because of him that passes by, and because of him that returns, and no oppressor shall pass through them any more, for now have I seen with my eyes. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion, shout, O daughter of Jerusalem, behold, your king comes unto you, he is just, and having salvation, lowly, and riding upon a donkey, and upon a colt the foal of a donkey. And I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim, and the horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace unto the nations, and his dominion shall be from sea even to sea, and from the river even to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of your covenant I have sent forth your prisoners out of the pit in which is no water. Turn you to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope, even today do I declare that I will restore double unto you. When I have bent Judah as my bow, filled the bow with Ephraim, and raised up your sons, O Zion, against your sons, O Greece, and made you like the sword of a mighty man. And the Lord shall be seen over them, and his arrow shall go forth as the lightning, and the Lord God shall blow the trumpet, and shall go with whirlwinds of the south. The Lord of hosts shall defend them, and they shall devour, and subdue with sling stones, and they shall drink, and roar as with wine, and they shall be filled with blood like bowls, and like the corners of the altar. And the Lord their God shall save them in that day as the flock of his people, for they shall be as the jewels of a crown, lifted up as a banner over his land. For how great is his goodness, and how great is his beauty! Grain shall make the young men cheerful, and wine the maidens,